blowing you down the hill to Salt Rock Main Beach, where it is an absolute jaw at the moment. You might be able to hear some announcing happening in the background as some serious sandcastle building gets underway with some of your favorite Sharks rugby players on the judging panel. And the beach has been painted yellow, so to speak, a sea of yellow umbrellas, yellow shirts, and of course, those are the colors of Salt Rock City. With an exciting launch event just around the corner on the 29th of March, today is kind of a pre-event, if you will, a bit of a sizzle event, and creating a vibe and a big splash of awareness around this game-changing development on the KZN North Coast. If you haven't made your way down to the Family Beach Day Fun, get yourself down to Salt Rock Beach, and you will see the who's who of the KZN North Coast, including my next special guest. He's a man who's well-known around these parts, and he is officially in his capacity as Salt Rock City Sales Director, joining me for a little chat right now. It's Peter Cameron. Pete, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning, brother.
It's good to have you in the house, looking good in your yellow Salt Rock City shirt. And what a vibe out on the beachfront today, hey?
No, so I think we've really nailed it with taking over the beach. I think the yellow is the color of summer, so we did a good job.
For sure, man. And the team is well represented. The activation hub is activated. And from your perspective, obviously you've got an inside look at what the demand is like for Salt Rock City at this moment. What is it looking like right now?
Yeah, so right now we're building up to a launch on the 29th of March. So it's our teaser campaign. We've had about 1,500 register interests. People are booking their best first, second, and third best sites. So we think it's going to be one of those ones where you're camping out the night before to get your favorite plots.
Well, hey, listen, I've been checking out the website, and it ticks all the boxes. As the strap line says, it's where life just feels right. And from your perspective, what makes this development such a smart investment?
You know, so if you compare us to the other estates in the areas, Salt Rock used to be at the end of town. And now with developments like Zululami and Seaton that have come along, it's slap bang in the middle. So everything's about location. So for these prices at $3.5 million for a three-bed and $4.5 million for a four-bedroom, three-bathroom, I mean, you're never going to get that again in this town. It's the end of it. So you got to jump on now. Because as phases go on, it just gets more and more expensive.
And it really is. It's priced so competitively for what it's offering. I mean, how does Salt Rock City, or SRC, as the cool kids call it, how does it compare to other estates on the North Coast?
Besides having the brightest yellow out of all the estates. So look, our neighbors are Dunkirk, which is a massively successful estate. Our other neighbors is Simbiti. So our land, we're averaging at around 1,000 rand a square meter selling, where the other estates are close to double. And I just think, you know, our biggest strategic advantage, I've never done a development in 19 years of playing this game where the amenity of a mall, existing malls across the road where they're Doctors, Willys, like restaurants. Normally we say, you know, one day we promise you we're going to build that stuff and then we pray that we can do it. But now it's there and existing. So that's such a key strategic advantage over anything else in the market at the moment.
Amazing. So you've kind of put the cart before the horse in the best possible way.
100%.
And what should potential buyers do next if they are now getting seriously interested?
Yeah, so I mean, it's painted everywhere. Register your interests and then come to this the Salt Rock City Sales Center. It's just opposite Kolkata at the Salt Rock City Mall. Meet the agents, get on site, and you know, go on a tour in your Suzuki Jimny that they've kindly sponsored us.
Oh, yeah.
We're very happy to be partnering with them on that. And go and pick your site. You know, you're getting a Seaview site for 1.3 million. It isn't happening again. Get involved.
You're hearing the message right now. And if you're close to your smartphone or your computer, get onto the website, saltrockcity.co.za, for all of the juicy details at your fingertips. Better yet, get your butt down to Salt Rock Main Beach, where it is happening, and there are plenty of people here to tell you more about the Salt Rock City dream that is becoming a reality. And my special guest, Peter Cameron, Salt Rock City Sales Director, is one of them. Pete, so cool to connect with you, my friend. I believe we're going to get some rugby players around the microphone after this hotly competed sandcastle building competition has reached its climax. What do you think?
Nah, hundreds. And yeah, just thanks to Vincent, Jordan, and Manu for coming. You know, what great guys, and they just pure ambassadors for the Sharks and for our country. So we're just so grateful to have them along with you at Life and Style. You're a big part of our community, so thanks for having us.
It's all about community. And hey, Salt Rock City, where life feels right. You're hearing it right here on Radio Life and Style, proudly coming to you live from Salt Rock Main Beach today, from the Salt Rock City Family Beach Day. Get yourself down to the beach. We'll see you in a second.